Blog Talk Radio.
Following is suitable for everybody. So everybody tune in. Everybody tune in to What Is. You are listening to Cocooning for the Microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces and Organic OK.
Hello, everyone. This is Comedian Organic OK.
It's 7:30 on the dot. It is. What we're here to talk about is basically this ongoing epidemic, this homeless epidemic that is sweeping the nation faster than any corona. I mean, really, it is a happening thing. It is happening. I tell you what, people, tune in, get in with the calls. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. Anywho, it's like this. We have been traveling this entire planet, going all over trying to help the homeless, trying to come with programs and do whatever. The moment I basically heard about that housing pod idea, I was trying to get it going everywhere. It just seemed like a natural cure. But the forces that be didn't like it. These were people they didn't want saved. They looked as more people saved as money out of their pocket. Dang them all. We have been in Washington, D.C. for a while, the nation's capital, trying to find whatever. We all spent time in Houston, Texas. Texas and whatever, going around. I was a square guy just living in McKinleyville, California, just sort of, what's the word I'm looking for here? Getting by. Getting by. Trying to get by. Just trying to get by. Really. Now, I was basically somebody who spent my whole life there. I never saw the rest of the world. I felt McKinleyville had everything. And a lot of people did, so much that there weren't any jobs or places really available. At some point, I had to go. Came across Organic OK in our hometown or neighborhood, and he offered me this position. Travel with him and help the homeless. Pick up the trash. Clean up. Shelter. Fight. Housing for every single person. It is a possibility. How can it? It's such a thing. Anywho, what happened was he took me aboard to his wing, and then there we were. We went to the place. We went to Vicenza, Italy. We went to we went all around the U.S. also. We were checking out everything. We were doing all of it. And now where we're headed? Once again, we were leaving the United States of America. When I asked why, I said, America's got the worst homeless problem. Well, I mean, it's the worst first world country with the homeless problem. What did you tell me? What did you say? Well, nothing.
What did I tell you about the housing pod?
No. What did you tell me about...
This is what you just look at. That's a creative thing, the housing funds. But also, I was telling you this other platform that we can do. But I'm not going to tell you on this part of the platform. You know that. I'm going to tell you behind the scenes of the intellect property of creating this. We're going to get to this. I'm not going to tell you on this part. Everyone, you don't have to stay tuned.
Anywho, my question was, why are we leaving the U.S. again?
Because we have to move along. It's like when you put an ice tray in the freezer to freeze ice, what do? You take the ice out, and then you put it into the drink that you need to be cold, and you move it back into the freezer. It's a process. When you complete something, you move on, right? So everything is a step in a process. You know, so often we abandon people that we haven't even had an opportunity to meet. You know, there's billions of people in this world, billions. And the average person don't want to meet, you know, 100 million people, you know. It's your life, the people that you're actually meeting, how that's shaping and molding your understanding. There's a lot of people you've never met in this nation, right? So how can you say who are you missing if you ain't met that person? How you know that person don't need that assistance, right? That's one of the things we have to be clear about. We have to help the people that we know need to help, right? We can't neglect people as we're trying to play favoritism on what countries we're going to help. We have to help people we know truly need help. Isn't that the way it goes?
Yeah, it is. Also, I mean, we started this out of the country. I guess it had to start here, too. No, we didn't talk. I mean, you first took me to the Kenya, Italy, and all that. But anywho, what happened was there we were riding into Canada. Now, what do we know about Canada? I mean, they're neighbors to the north. They have a wonderfully large, vast, underpopulated country. So everyone's kind of cheerful and whatnot. Everyone is. But anywho, I remember thinking, here's the thing. They have a very strong middle-class blanket going on there. Do they even have a homeless problem? But yeah, we were. And the answer was yes. Of course, it was nowhere near as bad as the other place we've been to. I mean, this is probably one of the best places that we've visited. They had the least homeless problem of all, but I'll tell you one thing, man. Guess what? There was still a problem. I thought America needed our help. But Organic said, here. Organic said, gotta help them too. Help. God's sakes. Anywho, there we were. And I remember asking, how do we help Canada with their homeless problem? It's a lot harder. I mean, it's not in the hands of the people. It was like an American capitalist world. They got a big government. I mean, what can we do? Can we ask them to build a few more pods and whatever? I mean, Canada's already pay a pretty high tax to keep all this going. That's a fact. What to do? I remember one guy telling me, oh, yeah, first we pick up trash. What? We pick stuff up first. Well, let's do that. So sure enough, we were picking up garbage. Pick up the garbage. So there we were, picking up trash. And once again, it wasn't basically anywhere near as bad as it was in the U.S. It's a lot easier. I want to say that. If I need help. Anywho, what to do? There we were picking up garbage, and I remember thinking, okay, we picked up the garbage. Now we got to help them out with the homeless problem. This is going to be the hard part. How do we get more of these people sheltered? I mean, here's the thing. The people in, okay, look this way. In Mexico, they're all trying to get into America. In America, they're all trying to get into Canada. Like, things are, everyone's just kind of moving up north. Pretty soon, everyone's going to get to the North Pole. Much longer until we loop all the way around and they wind up in China or something. I mean, it is a fact. People are just looking to jump ship everywhere. What to do about this homeless problem? What to do about the vagrancy and the garbage? Pick up the garbage, but now we saw the problem. The moment these people are, the moment they saw us, you know, the routine, they looked at us, shook their hands out and said, spare change. They weren't really happy when I gave them American money. That ain't that much good up here, eh? What to do? There I was, really, without much means. I remember I went to Organic and I told them, now we talk about the housing pods. This is what we talk about, the housing pods here. Truth is, I told him, I said, look at this place. Big, it's vast, there's plenty of room for housing pods. A lot of the Americans could come up here and live in those housing pods. Something, people are homeless from all over. A lot of vast open land. This is a place for housing pods. This is the place. It's so vast and it's so beautiful. It's so perfect. It's so perfect. It's so vast. It's so open. It was basically a salvation. I went to Organic and I said with all my heart, let's build housing pods here. Get these people a place to stay here. I said that. And he looked at me and he said,
dude, it is that simple. Okay. Maybe put a few up here, but real, you got to push. But I tried. I can't. Hey, it wasn't enough, basically, to try to get. I said, I'll call the Canadian Rescue Mission, try to get to open their doors a little bit, to make a little bit more food.
Dang. I don't know. I don't know. It was something. God Almighty. I went to Organic. I said, Organic, are you still there? Organic apparently has checked out. Let me just try to carry the rest of the dang show. I don't know what to do. I remember thinking, we're in Canada now. We need to do something special. And there is no. We need to do what we've been doing, but I need to. It's got to be a little bit different, you know? Here we were trying to save Canada. Canada was already pretty much saved, but there was trash to be picked up. We picked it up. I told you, it was mostly a clean sort of place. What to do? Well, I tried looking basically to some of those rescue missions or whatever, and I asked if I could take in a few more stray Canadians. They said they've reached their quota. It takes more than just a bunch of people coming by and basically telling people, can you take a few more in? And the truth is, I wasn't having these programs because Canada's middle class was still gone. Like, I told everyone, I sat down to Canadians, and I told about all my exploits, everything we were doing out here. How we're doing the Lord's work by trying to basically pick up the trash and shelter homeless people and all that. Anywho, it was messed up. But actually, it was something redeeming. Sometimes it takes tragedies to make heroes. What's the word I'm looking for here? Without disasters, what can heroes do? Anywho, I was thinking more, and I wanted to build a few more of those pods for the people that have a place to live. But the problem is a lot of them live in the city of Toronto, which is one of the, in Canada, it's a big town. I mean, it's a big city. They didn't want it to be away from the big city and all that. So anywho, well, I was thinking honestly to myself about what could be done. I was thinking. Now, I try to convince some of them, could they maybe live in the woods with the pod, with the animals, whatever? A lot of wild, dangerous animals in Canada. A lot of wildlife run amok. In America, we wiped all ours out. But in Canada, they live in peace with their animals. I mean, they still go sharpshooting. I thought it was interesting. Here was a country where they have lots of guns, but they're not shooting each other as often as we are. 45 minutes after the hour on the program, 7:45 here with the program. Cocooning from the microphone, please call. Get involved. We're here at 1-515-605-9709. That's 1-515-605-9709. And check out a lady by the name of Ma Harrison. As I basically walked around and looked at all this, I thought, what was there really supposed to do in Toronto? Once again, it's a nice place. It's a nice city. Nice. Maybe too nice. What's really left for us to do here? I don't know if people need our help, but do they really need us that much in Canada? Once again, I tried to basically convince a few people. I've tried to basically get the homeless, the housing pod for a few months ago. It was a little easier in Canada. It happened. We built one or two of them for some people, and now they had a place to stay. a place to live. Somebody more organic was telling me, dude, they're like a real house, you know, with like running water and electricity on it. I said, it's shelter. That's all they need. Dang it, that's all they need. It's all they need. I mean, this isn't something they're going to have to basically pay a lot of taxes and markup on. This bills and income and whatever. In a way, this is all most people really do need. The only reason that basically government all over tries to make these things illegal is because they want them to be, they want to make it so they have to pay for a place to stay. And keep charging them, gouging them, bleeding them dry. And look at this as a threat to their income. Like, they're not getting money off this. And I understand why in America they were so dang against these things. I told you, we spent a lot of time in L.A. And, dude, L.A., the homeless problem there was unbelievable. They were so callous and evil and hateful there. It was the worst you could imagine. There was an overflow of homeless people on the streets. And the truth was, they all wanted to leave. The prices there were too high to live. To live. Anywho, my point being in general is that this was a nicer place, a better place, a place where maybe we could do this. The housing pod. I think we're building a third one. We never saw me, dude, don't really spend too much time here. We're going to be leaving soon. We'll be getting garbage and helping or whatever, but we can't. But, you know, I mean, it's no deal we're doing here. I tried telling him, I said, we all have a purpose here, a real purpose. A purpose. We have a real purpose. And we're supposed to basically be making this life in general, making sure that basically, in a way, people who are on the streets are without means. Now, you went to a lot of cities where they didn't want the housing pod to exist because they wanted to make sure that they were basic real estate there. It was supposed to be the most guaranteed investment. They were either basically paying for their homes or they're dying or suffering for not doing so. But dang it all. Dang it all. There I was basically really trying to do something special here. Not the bare minimum. You know, even organic didn't like it. He almost seemed to complain I was doing more than he wanted me to. You know? I don't know. I found myself personally just saying, organic warned me that basically trying to help people comes, there's a catch to everything. A lot of people aren't going to appreciate it. Even the homeless people themselves. That's the thing about being a hero. You're not always appreciated. And they like being a dang superhero. I mean, everybody appreciates superheroes. They're not real. They're flashy and colorful. But they don't really save anybody or anything. They just have these comic book adventures. I don't know. I don't know. One thing organic said, I just get to know the people in Canada and hear their stories, and I did. I heard stories about how I heard this all over. At a time, it's the same old story. At a time when basically people used to do stuff, we have machines do things for them now, and it's putting more people out of work. I heard that basically this one guy was planning on becoming a professional hockey player. That's their national pastime in Canada, hockey. And he had that career-ending injury. He didn't have anything to fall back on. He didn't quite make it to the pros. He almost made it. I'd mention his name, but I don't want to embarrass him. He said he still had the skates that basically he's can't really in a position to wear them anymore, but dang it, he carries them around with him wherever he goes to remind himself of when he was out there riding the ice. I heard a woman tell me, sir, about how she and her family were thrown on the street. And what do they do now? They just basically, they always try to stay together. They could have put up for adoption. But they want the family to be together. Even I was thinking, shouldn't they? Shouldn't they have personally... Shouldn't they have something or other? Shouldn't they have done something? I don't know. I basically had to ask, how do I help all of you? One of them said, you already are. You just basically sit down and talk to us. You ask to hear our stories. You know, that's more than most people do. That's more than a lot of the world. Everyone's into their own stuff. It's kill or be killed. They don't care about other people. But you bothered to listen. Remember Organic telling me, don't always be focusing on yourself, because this show is supposed to be about all those people out there who are on the streets, riding the streets every day and night. And for some of them, there's no light at the end of the tunnel. But we're going to try and save some. We're going to make things better. Give people a fighting chance. I don't know. Well, we picked up the garbage and we talked to people. And we built a few housing pods out there. And in Canada's vast, rich forest, it wasn't so bad. We tried to get them started. We tried to get something started over there in Canada, you know, try to make it more of the way. We told people about the housing pods and get together and build them themselves. We packed up our things and got ready to take our next adventure. Just as we were about to, I like to say, you know something? Canada needed our help too. They're doing better than the United States, but they got problems too. And we made some of those problems. Well, if we didn't make them disappear, we shrank them a little. Organic looked at me and said, yeah. See? Every single time you're like, why are we here? We shouldn't be doing this. I'm scared. Just when you're thinking that, and you figure it out, you see. You see. I had a smile on my face all the way through. Of course, I wanted to stay in Canada. You know, it's funny. Just when I'm about to leave every place, I always thought we should stay there a little while longer just to get to know people a little bit more, just to get to basically, you know the city more, the town more. Always do. But then sure enough, lo and behold, then what happens? I don't know. Everything changes. Dang. So we drove off. I said, Canada, I wish I'd gotten the opportunity to get to know you before I was a person without an address. Just to visit. I'd like to just visit. So, dude, we're visiting everywhere. We're not sure to get to. We're there to help. Right? And remember what I told you. They're not always going to be appreciative. A lot of people are going to be mad when we're trying to help people. But you know something? We've got to do it. Okay. Yeah. Right. We're right on. I smiled to myself. I made friends. People, Americans, now you know what you know, what preconceived notions you have about Canada. Forget them for a while and go over there and just say hello. Just say hi. See this basically see for all its natural glory, and you know, maybe take some pointers from them. Maybe America could learn something from Canada. Maybe we all could. What to do? Well, thank you all for listening. You've been listening to Cocoon from the Microphone here with DJ Butterfly Feces. please tune in tomorrow.
And this is comedian Organic OK.
Man, you came out of left field. I thought you were all gone. I was like, whoa, what was that? Like someone jumped me from behind.
Oh, no, I don't do that, jumping from behind. Only conversation we do that is when a woman in the room. That's different service. Different service, different conversation, sir.
Wait, we're here at 1-515-605-9709.